Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 39, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Dave. How you doing tonight?
All right. We're doing this face-to-face here this time, and this is kind of weird because we're so used to being on Skype. So we're live at the palatial basement of your home. And
yeah. You know, the thing is, Dave, is there's been times when I've thought, I wonder if people think we're doing this from my basement. Yeah. And literally tonight we are doing it from my basement. So,
no, this is fun.
Yep. So I got you over to do some technical stuff for me,
sure,
tonight.
Not?
And so I figured we'd do this face to face. You know, Dave, I was thinking about the fact that, that you do other podcasts other than this horse racing thing that you've graciously decided to host for me, where my area of expertise exists. So I'm going to give you a chance right now to kind of promote some of the other stuff that you do, since you're always doing it on your Mac stuff for me. I thought I'd give you an opportunity right now just to talk about some of the other things you do, because you are a technology wizard, which is why I've got you hooked into this with me, since I'm pretty
appreciate that. And yeah, most of the listeners probably have any clue about technology, I would think.
Those, nine, but there's, there's people that are listening that could use probably a number of the podcasts you've already done before.
Yeah,
so you probably should just get it out there real quick for people.
I'll do that, and then we'll get into our housekeeping here. I do another podcast called In Touch with iOS. It's on intouchwithios.com. I'm an Apple expert, so I talk everything about iOS and iPhone, iPad, anything related to those technologies. So I have a lot of fun doing that. Occasionally appear on MacVoices.com with Chuck Joyner. He's graciously allowed me to mention us on his show, so I give him a shout out as well. And I also speak at a conference called MacStock, which is at MacStock2018.com. If you're interested in taking a look at that, I'll be speaking there again, at the end of July. It's coming up pretty soon here, so got to get that going too. So I appreciate Steve giving me the opportunity to shout it out and do that too, because you guys are, if you're interested in any technology, obviously you can send us questions to that, or you can always reach out to me as well, so, or tweet us. So speaking of tweeting, let's get into giving you information about our podcast here. Is make sure you visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com, and of course at the top of the page you can click the links to all the ways you're able to listen to us, and you're continuing to listen to us. We're really happy and we appreciate that. Social media is on there as well, especially Twitter. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, where we definitely want you to be following us, because all kinds of different race changes, or Steve may even actually post something out there that's of interest to him outside the podcast after we record it too. You also can find us on Amazon, the Amazon Echo, if you want to be able to ask and listen to us. Pretty cool. You ask your Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and they will then voila, you'll be able to listen to our latest episode, which is pretty cool. Now, definitely interesting is we got over 8,300 downloads. That's just mind blowing.
It really is, Dave.
Of all of our podcasts, and then again, episode 38 was another 400 times, which I mean, we can't thank you enough for listening to us. And it seems like a lot of people like to listen to us after the fact, which is great, because you know, you may not necessarily be listening, not just necessarily for your picks, but you're looking to listen to us as the entertainment and finding out more about horse racing and not just.
I was with a guy in church on Sunday, Dave, a buddy of mine who was sitting next to me, and he goes, "You know what I listened to yesterday?" And I said, "What did you listen to, Mark?" And he said, "I listened to Off the Charts Horse Racing." I said, that's great, because I gave out some really good winners on episode 38. He goes, "Oh, I listened to episode 37. I go, "Why would you do that?" I go, "I put out episode 38 for yesterday." Yeah. And we had a nice long shot come in, and
that's great.
And so, yeah, just to attest to the fact that there are people that go back and listen to previous episodes. No. And you know, that Derby Day Oaks Day episode is almost at 900 downloads now.
Oh, I haven't even looked.
Yeah, which is just ridiculous. People do listen afterwards, and that's cool.
No, we're thrilled. We're thrilled that you're listening, and we're thrilled that you're enjoying it. So we want to continue on doing this. And we know people are listening, so we're going to keep doing it. So let's review the agenda for today. Of course, you'll review last week. Had a couple good hits, and you'll talk about that in a minute. Your Horse Nugget segment will be good advice for new handicappers, and you're going to talk about Kevin Cox. That's going to be an interesting discussion here. So,
yes.
That definitely is going to be something to take a listen to here in just a moment. With that, and of course, you'll be handicapping the races. There'll be like three races that you got this week. Two from Santa Anita, one at Churchill. And Churchill's a night card, so that's unusual. So
yeah.
Why don't you just go right into the agenda for last week, and we'll go in from there.
Okay, Dave, sure. So three stakes races last week, Dave. We really had a nice Saturday. We had two top two pick winners. One of our picks, which I touted on the website as being a long shot play, came in, paid $30 to win. It was the that horse that got Kent DeSermo for the first time, and I know I spent a good deal of time last week talking about that jockey change and how significant it was. We also had one top two pick winner. So of the three races, we either had the top pick or the top two pick as our winners. So three for three. Got a few text messages from some buddies thanking me, incorporated the picks into some pick fives, into some gimmicks, and nothing makes me happier than when friends of mine and people that I know do well with the information that I'm putting out, Dave. So
no, that's overall great. That's great to hear.
Yeah. So no, overall, Dave, we've handicapped 214 stakes races. We've had 97 top two pick winners, 45%. So we bumped our percentage up a point coming off that 3-for-3 weekend last weekend. So so really, really good. And I'm coming right back to the well with a couple races at Santa Anita. Great. where as you know from being around me all these years, that just happens to be the track that I just have a tendency to do well at. And
you seem to.
Probably we'll mention it again when we get into our horse nuggets segment.
Great. So that's last week. So let's dive right into the horse nugget segment. You wanted to talk a little, give some little bit of good advice for new handicappers. And one of the bigger handicappers out there is Kevin Cox. And you had a little bit of a view of him and new handicappers in general.
Yep. So Dave, I saw this on Twitter during the week, and I copied and pasted it and put it in my phone to remind me that I wanted to create a horse nugget segment around this topic. Kevin Cox, for those of you don't know, the Brooklyn Cowboy, he was on the handicapping show that we used to watch. Esquire TV.
Yeah.
It ran for a year or so, and it was really a good show, and I really respect him. I think he's a good handicapper. We often pick the same horses, and so I have my own little inside competitive battle with him, as Dave knows. I tweet out usually at the end of the day and let him know how I did against Kevin, because I really respect him. So he tweeted this out during the week. I thought I would talk about it. You know, someone had asked him, you know, they just started following the horses, wanted to become a better handicapper. And Kevin passed on some advice to him that I thought was good advice. So the first thing that Kevin said is buy all the Andy Byers books, including Andy's book called Picking Winners. And sure enough, Dave, I've bought, read, and gone through all of Andy Byers' books. When I decided that I was going to get serious about this, it was the first place that I went. I know that I've recommended those books on a previous podcast in the Horse Nuggets segment, but it was the first thing that that Kevin mentioned. The next thing that he mentioned was think outside the box.
Yeah.
Be an outside the box thinker. Challenge things. When you hear something often enough at the racetrack, just remember that the more you hear it, the more wrong it probably is. So challenge it. There's also a lot of stuff that's been repeated over the years, from people like my father and his generation, that in reality, when analyzed, it really isn't true. So, and I'm talking about stuff like early speed and, you know, horses stretching out. And there's a lot of myths out there that when you get into yourself some good reading about knowledge with knowledgeable people, it will help you start to think outside the box.
Yep.
Kevin mentioned employing proper money management. So, you know, that's another thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you're taking the right kinds of risks. I think I mentioned on a previous podcast how a handicapper that I knew, a good handicapper, told me that the longer the odds of the horse, the more that you should bet.
Right.
You know, talk about thinking outside the box or being a contrarian. It's not contrarian to bet more money on horses that are a longer price because, you know, stats would say that they're a longer price to win. So, yeah. But the reality is you'll make more money if you employ that mechanism. And then the last thing that Kevin said, and I agree with, and I mentioned it already, mm-hmm. Know what your strengths are. Start keeping records, know your strengths. When you're a guy like me and you know, based on records that you do well at Santa Anita, that's where I ought to be putting my biggest emphasis, investing most of my money, taking my biggest chances and risks. Yep. And you can get that strength right down to distances and fillies or mares versus colts, claimers versus allowance horses versus handicap horses. I've always happened to do well in stakes races, as you know.
Right.
And that's why I decided to focus on this in terms of a podcast. So, I'm not taking any credit for this list. I've given Kevin full credit because he's a good handicapper, but I thought I would pass this on to all of our listeners as just some things to note should they decide to get more serious about this game.
All right, great. Yeah, and definitely there's a lot of other handicappers out there too that we have on our list. But Kevin kind of stood out, and that's great that you shared that with us. So let's go ahead and move on to the races that you've picked for this week. This week, they're all stakes races here, and we're going to start off at Santa Anita. Now, Santa Anita's, we're going to be at the seventh race here. Now, the seventh race is a mile and an eighth. It's on the turf, and this is the 29th running of the Snow Chief, which is a purse of $200,000. And go ahead and give us your picks for this race.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection here is going to be kind of an outside-the-box kind of selection. I'm going to pick the five-horse Hit the Seam. Edward Freeman's the trainer. Giovanni Franco. Sounds like an artist, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is the jockey. The horse is 12-1 in the morning line. I think you'll note right away this horse is still a maiden, and this is a stakes race.
Wow.
But the speed figures are competitive. Mm-hmm. I really like those 22-second quarters that this horse was running in those downhill races on the turf at Santa Anita. I think those two races probably leg this horse up. This horse has got a 333 Tomlinson at this distance, so it looks like the stretch out is going to be no problem. Freeman is 19% when he stretches his horses out from sprint to route, and I don't see any world beaters in here, Dave. So I am going to take the five horse, Hit the Seam at 12-1 as our top selection in this race.
All right, great.
Our second selection in this race is we're going to go to the rail, the one horse, Take the 01. Brian Corner's the trainer, Joe Talamo's the jockey. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line, so this horse will be the post time favorite, I'm sure. Coming off that 92 buyer speed figure the last time, but note that 92 was on the dirt as opposed to the turf. When you look at this horse's lone turf race, we get a 74 buyer speed figure, which is very close to our top selection. So I think this horse will probably get over bet. I do like Corner and Talamo as a combination. I've played them before to a lot of success at Santa Anita. I also have noted that this horse was in against Bolt Doro and that front runner grade mm-hmm. one at Santa Anita in September. So there's certainly some class there, but I think this horse will get over bet, Dave, based on the fact that there's a high buyer speed figure, but it's not necessarily on this surface. So, but let's make the one horse, Dave, Take the 101. As our second selection. Okay. And our third and final selection, we're going to go to the three horse Way Ahead. We get Brian Corner again, who's a really good trainer. This Corner's 26% at the current Santa Anita meet. Got TJ Pereira as the jockey here. Certainly a handicapping angle that I like, and I've mentioned before, turf to turf. So this horse will be running in its second lifetime turf race back to back. from turf to turf. You know, I like that angle. Usually a big improvement the second time on the turf, especially for these younger horses. This horse does look like it might show speed. And so it seems like the logical horse to put in as our third selection, Dave. So in Santa Anita race 7, my dad's favorite numbers, our selections are 5-1-3. Can't tell you the number of times my dad boxed the 1-3-5 in his life.
The seventh race, is this a graded race?
No, it's not. It's just a stakes race. Yeah, I had to stretch pretty far.
Okay, I just want to make sure I noted that.
No, in Saturday's card to find some races. There are a couple graded races. So the next one at Santa Anita and the race at Churchill are both graded. But I thought since we did so good at Santa Anita, I'd find another stakes race, which I did. And as it turned out, I found a nice price horse that I think I'm going to try. So,
okay, great. Just want to make sure I noted that.
No, you did.
And let's move on to the ninth race. Ninth race at Santa Anita. It's 1 mile. It's on the dirt. This is a grade one. So this is the 77th. This is the 77th running of the Beholder Mile. And that's a purse of $400,000. It's for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the four horse, Paradise Woods. Richard Mandela trains, Flavian Pratt's the jockey. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line. Will probably go off as the second choice to Unique Bella. I think this horse, you know, when I look at this horse and you know that I've bet this horse and picked this horse before, mm-hmm. I think this horse needed the layoff. And that's what happened. Mandela, you know, there was a couple of subpar races there after the 105 Byer in the Zenyatta, which was just a monster race, in my opinion. Then went in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. And then Mandela tried to come back with her a couple of times and just decided to lay her off, which is exactly what I felt needed to happen. This, mm-hmm. We're going to get a fresh horse now coming back. Excuse me. And so I think the price will be, it's going to certainly be better than Unique Bella, who's going to wind up being the chalk, Dave. So let's make the four horse Paradise Woods our top selection. These mics need a cough button, Dave.
Yeah, I got to switch. It's all right.
Our second selection is going to be an interesting horse, Dave. I'm going to pick the two horse Mopetism as our second selection. Doug O'Neill trains Giovanni Franco again. As the jockey, 15-1 in the morning line. Here's the interesting thing. Yeah. Look what O'Neill does here, Dave. Dave, I picked this horse as one of our picks against Sophie P last Saturday. O'Neill brought this horse back in 7 days.
Wow, that is unusual.
And went turf to dirt, and is going turf to dirt. Obviously, he felt like this horse was, you know, based on those previous workouts. You see those couple of bullets there. I think he thought this horse was ready.
Yeah,
And probably just didn't like the turf, right? That was his first try in the turf. Probably just got some exercise that day. Yeah. And O'Neill is 23% when he brings the horses back from 1 to 7 days. So this is an angle that he seems to do okay in. I just thought it was interesting. Uncle Mo horse, $300,000 purchase, 15-1 in the morning line. This is a Doug O'Neill kind of gamesmanship
kind of scenario here.
So I don't want to get fooled here. So I'm going to put the two in Mopetism, make them our second choice, Dave. Yeah. And then our third choice, we'll throw the favorite in. So we'll take the six horse Unique Bella, Hollendorfer trains, Mikey Smith's the jock, 3-5 in the morning line. This horse has had one super race through a 109 Byer speed figure in that Santa Maria at Santa Anita. I'm certain this horse will get over, but horse is off a layoff.
Starts at 3-5.
Yeah. This horse is off a layoff. I'm sure that that Hollendorfer's got bigger things in mind as the summer moves on. We might get one of those situations where this thing won't be just totally cranked for this race, Dave. So let's put Unique Bella in there. So our selections, Dave, in Santa Anita's ninth race on Saturday are 4-2-6.
All right, let's move back over to the Midwest, and now we'll be at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs, you have one race, and I think this card starts, so I go, what, about 5 or 6 o'clock?
Yes.
So this is going to be a late post. So it says 10, 10:42 p.m. Eastern time. So it'll be a late race.
Yes.
So this is the 10th race at Churchill. It's only 6 furlongs, short distance. It's a grade three. It's a 39th running of the Aristides. That's a $100,000 purse, and it's for 3-year-olds on upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the 5-horse, Mr. Crow. Mr. Crow is trained by Ben Holbrook. Corey Lannery's the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Second off a layoff, 4-year-old colt. He has a sub-12 second eighth of a mile in there and a winning effort on this track at Churchill last time out. Looks like this horse moved from Pletcher's barn into Colebrook's barn. Usually horses don't perform well once they leave Pletcher's barn, but obviously this horse has got some ability, and I think this horse is looks like the right selection here as our top pick. So let's make the 5-horse, Dave, Mr. Crow, our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse, Chief Cicatrice. Sean Davis trains. Jimmy Graham's a jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Gets second off a layoff, coming off 2 bullet workouts, which is pretty nice. So, Though we are dealing with a 5-year-old, so not as attractive to me as the 4-year-olds, but this horse has been lifetime 10 times out, has won 7 times. Not sure how this horse will do. Has won race over the Churchill Strip, and that was on a sloppy track. So don't know how this horse will do and whether this horse will really likes the Churchill Strip or not. But at 6-1 seems like the right horse to put in as our second selection, Dave. So let's make 7 Chief Cicatrice our second selection. And then our third and final selection in this race, Dave, we're going to go to the rail with the 1 Smart Spree. Norman McKnight trains. Ricardo Santana's the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. Got a big circle here with the word speed written. This horse has got the early speed, got the rail, got cooked on fast pace the last 2 times, actually won one of them, even though the pace was extremely fast. Was laid off a little bit. He has a workout at the Churchill training track. Is a 7-year-old. You know, I don't like those older horses much, but it looks like this horse has actually gotten better with age. And certainly looks like it's liking the dirt course, though. You can see there's a number of races here. It looks like this horse was racing at Woodbine for quite a while on the synthetic. So let's make the 1-horse, Dave, Smart Spree, our third selection in this 10th race at Churchill. So to summarize, Dave, Churchill Downs race 10 Saturday night. Our selections are 5, 7, and 1.
Okay. We had a quick episode this week, so let's just make sure you go to our website. The website is offthecharts.horseracing.com with our wrap-up here. And again, you know where to listen. Just click all the links at the top there, whatever you want, however you want to listen to us, it's there. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, which is at offthechartshr, and there'll be any podcast updates, race day changes, and other picks out there. If you have any questions, you want to email us. We're lonely. You haven't sent us any emails yet, so I want to get some. So if you want to send us an email, it's questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, do you have any other closing comments, Steve, before we wrap this up?
Nope. Just hope that we just continue the streak, Dave. Hopefully we connect on especially on that longer priced horse that I gave out.
Yep. And then we got the Belmont Stakes coming up next week, right?
Yeah, next Saturday.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, we'll prepare you for that next week. So look forward to hearing your decisions on what's going to happen at the Belmont. Obviously Justify is going to be one of the heavy favorites again. So we'll talk about that next week. I'm looking forward to it. And with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.